I had to cut off the social
Hey,
media
hello.
for distraction.
Hello. Hold on.
Hey, yes, ma'am. Thanks for holding. I did get in contact with the service provider for you. He gave a quote of $65 and an ETA of 90 minutes, if that's all right with you.
Say one more time.
It's $65 and it's estimated arrival 90 minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
So an hour and 30 minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
And they just to come give us a jump?
Right. Because they may be busy doing other tolls as well. I'm not really sure. But it's just an estimate. They may be there sooner than 90 minutes.
About all this.
Basic rate for a jump start is really $75. So.
But
I saw this year was free. How they got in charging on the share. We go to them control this in the morning. What time this product to be? It got a certain time this product to come into play.
Yes, sir. Usually takes about 72 hours before you're able to use your roadside plan, the roadside assistance. And then after that, you're able to get service for free every 72 hours.
Hold on.
What's up, bro?
I'm here. I'm calling. I ain't saying shit.
Nigga, ain't nobody calling you. I'm on the phone with the phone. Copy. Let me call you back. Man, you talking about 72 hours.
For tomorrow?
No, you can't do nothing for 72 hours. That's when it's done. A roadside assistance, all this shit coming in effect. So the car gonna be stuck up for 3 days. Oh, what the fuck? Maybe we just bought this motherfucker. We got shit to do. What the fuck? That's some bullshit.
You don't see if the jump started work or what? It's not even turning over. It's just clicking. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's like just clicking. You think that's the problem with the jump start? The lights and stuff still come on.
Well, that's the ultimate.
If the light still come on, then I don't think it'll need a jump start.
That's the alternator went out.
That's the thing?
Yeah, the alternator out. Okay. If it was battery, none of that shit would light up. It was the battery.
Yeah, if it was the battery, nothing to come on.
So that's the alternator. Oh, we just bought the car today. We can't even get the car towed back to the dealership. But the next goddamn 3 days, like, wow, that's some weird ass shit. They used to charge too much when we get them shrimp. It should be like this. They shouldn't need to come in effect like this. Shit like this happened. What the fuck? Like, we can't even help you goddamn self. Oh, yeah, bro, that's some bullshit.
So, what are we gonna do? That's our option. Because we got this man on the phone. What are we doing?
I ain't never do it, man.
All right, so no, thank you. We're going to go home. We're out here.
We'll have to order off. We got, bro.
Okay.
But there's some bullshit, bro. We got to go to the motherfucking dealership. They got to fix this shit. Shit, they're going to roll over if they got them. Get this car towed to the motherfucking dealership. And they shit to fire just for the jump. For them to would have towed it back to the dealership, they should have been doing more, right?
Probably so, yes, sir.
That's the weird place I'm talking about. It's some bullshit, bro. Let's see that, bro.
Because usually for
right,
a tow.
We're going to figure something out. This right here is crazy.
Okay. And I do apologize about the inconvenience, sir. Thank you all for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. You have a good one.
There's some bullshit.